This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, January 13th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. This week's open mic guest is Greg Tyler with the United States Poultry and Egg Export Council. Tyler is on tour through Asia now and says despite the threat of tariffs under the pending Trump administration, they're being well received.
The reception here has been very warm for us. We, of course, are very pro-trade and hope to continue to export to the Chinese market because for chicken feet, chicken paws, it's our big export market there, and without it, we lose a lot of money.
Tyler says avian influenza and global competitors are providing most of the headwinds to poultry export sales.
Our biggest competition globally continues to be Brazil. We not only see that in other parts of the globe, but definitely here in Asia as well. But of course, China is sourcing product from Russia, and we're seeing growth in where they're importing product from. They're diversifying where they're getting product from, not only just on the poultry side, but also on the other protein side as well. We currently have 42 states banned for export to the Chinese market. Normally, it's a $1 billion export market just for our chicken paws. And we are off by more than half on that right now.
Tyler says chicken paws at domestic rendering facilities are worth less than a dime, while the Chinese have paid as much as $3 a pound. Tyler says the Chinese aren't abiding by existing trade agreements as it pertains to AI.
The incoming administration is going to have their hands full with just enforcing some of the trade agreements that we've got in place, and China is the top at our list as far as making sure that they're meeting up to their end of the bargain and are allowing the states that should be eligible to export to go into there. But HPAI is the contributing factor to all of this. And with the ongoing situation that we have in the U.S., it has continued to create an issue when it comes to trade.
Tyler says some providers have discovered a way to skirt those Chinese sanctions.
We have started exporting cooked chicken paws, heat-processed chicken paws, to the Chinese market. In 2023, we only had about 10,000 metric tons, valued at about $46.5 million. This year, that number has tripled. We're looking at about $120 million worth of cooked chicken paws going into the market. And so even if the states are banned out there, the Chinese will allow heat-processed chicken paws into the market.
Tyler says politics are a real impediment to developing and maintaining export markets.
China is a political hotbed, and every little thing that happens out there, it can be non-HPAI related. The tariff issues that have been proposed by the incoming administration, of course, heat things up a little bit. But over the years, we've seen any little thing with political tensions play out on the trade field when it comes to poultry. And so we are hoping that we will be able to overcome some of these barriers to trade because the Chinese market is so crucial for us.
In Asia, Tyler says sales have increased to the Philippines, Hong Kong, and Vietnam. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture today announced the 2025 enrollment periods for commodity programs used by row crop growers and dairy producers. USDA's Farm Service Agency will take applications for the Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs from January 21st to April 15th. Enrollment for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program starts January 29th and runs through March 31st. Authority for the three programs continued through 2025 by the new one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. That extension was included in the American Relief Act. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Unable to join the American Farm Bureau Convention in San Antonio in person later this month? Well, join us virtually. We'll be live streaming January 25th through 27th. Tune in online at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.